Okay, so you go. That's not the web browser. No,
Oh,
it's this one right
okay.
here, and then you
Oh, let
click
me go
on
back. Let me
that.
go back.
Yeah, go
Wait.
back. Yeah.
That was me
You
trying to help my mom
see,
set up an email
I
account.
don't know.
She usually comes to
Here's
me for
Gmail.
assistance when she has issues with
You know, okay, you
technology.
know, you
This
keep
was
going.
one
This
of
is
many reasons
existing.
why I
Okay.
noticed there might be a
Okay,
generational
you
tech
know what?
divide.
You always ask me to do this. I'll just do it for you. I'll
Okay. I
figure out
talked to
some
two
time. And then
people
we'll
in
go to
downtown
McDonald's.
Oakland about what they think of a technology divide.
Do you think there's a difference between older people using
Yeah.
technology and younger people?
People that are a good 10, 15 years older than me that are like programmers and like tech people that are very comfortable. And then I think maybe beyond that, there's a bigger difference.
Okay.
Certainly with my parents.
Okay.
My mom just got an iPhone and it's awesome, but you know, it's a whole
Yeah.
thing.
It's a very big difference, but they're trying to catch up. But
Yeah.
it's hard for them. As far as like my grandfather and my dad, I'm seeing them with technology and it's hard, it's difficult.
If you don't mind me asking, what generation do you identify with?
Old guys.
Okay, that's a perfect answer. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my teacher, Theodore Grover. He's head of El Sudo High's Media Academy and has a long career in tech and communication industries. He has also had an in-depth experience in teaching a variety of generations how to use technology. I have been a student in his multimedia class and currently in his art of video production class. He told me a little more about the generations he's been in.
That's actually kind of funny because when I think back, what were we in the 70s? I mean, you can go through each decade and start thinking, okay, I wasn't a yuppie, but I worked in the professional field. I wasn't a hippie, but all my friends were wearing beads and going off into hippiedom. And but so I just look at myself as a 60 plus year old guy that has seen a lot go on. I don't identify with any of those, but I've seen them all.
Teaching others can be quite a hassle, especially when it comes to tech. One of the people from downtown Oakland, Jessica, shares her view.
Did you ever have to teach someone how to use technology, and how did that go for you?
Yes, I have had to teach people how to use technology, and it's not my favorite thing to do. So I'm glad it's not my job.
I asked my instructor, Mr. Grover, the same question, and he shares an experience similar to my own of having to teach his father how to use tech.
The most difficult person that I ever worked with on trying to teach them how to use something was my father. 35-year teacher, musician, artist. He couldn't understand the flow of how applications worked. It's like he couldn't understand that this file had to actually be opened up into a particular thing. It's like, how do I get it in there?
I identify with his struggle there. Grover then explains a reason why we have this generational divide.
The difficult places, the difficult situations that I've had in instruction is always teaching a generation older. Use 60 years old as a basis, who has never really approached any kind of technology. Using a telephone, you dial. It was a big jump going from a dial phone to a push button phone for a lot of people. But teaching a gener it's I think teaching the generation that's above whatever generation you're in is probably the most difficult. Teaching the generation below you, like younger people, it's usually works much faster, much easier because they're ahead of you.
Yeah.
You're ahead of me by light years. But when you're trying to teach a generation that's above you, they haven't had that incorporation of all the little facets of what's going on.
According to Grover, teaching a generation older is more difficult than teaching a generation younger. I asked my mom, why do you think you have trouble using technology?
I think I grew up in an era where communication was transparent, clear. You had, kind of emotional connections. So therefore, the technical process, it kind of utilizes another side of your brain that I'm currently exercising.
The way to beat the generational tech divide is not just learning how to use technology, but as Mr. Grover says,
whatever we have today is going to change tomorrow. So you have to be able to learn how to be adaptive. I wrote a paper on the most important thing about learning new processes is how to forget the old ones.
This is true, as I find my mom knows how to save pictures on her phone. Sure?
Okay, yes, I can save a picture by tapping onto the picture, and it says save attachment, and it goes directly into my gallery.
Okay, progress is at its peak. Okay, so let's try to... I'm Nanette for Youth Radio.